Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. Do you love the Beatitudes? I love the Beatitudes. And I love to study the words that are involved in the Beatitudes because they bring so much depth, so much richness to our understanding of the Lord's teaching. In Matthew chapter 5, we read in verse 3 that Jesus calls us to be poor in spirit. An interesting word. We'll look at that sometime. I want us today to look at the word in verse 4, mourn. Notice the Lord's words. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know, it's interesting about all of the words involved in the Sermon on the Mount, especially in the Beatitudes. Many of those words had other words with similar meanings in the New Testament. And yet the Holy Spirit, through the inspired writer, chose a specific word to convey a specific meaning in this text. For example, in the New Testament, one of those words for mourn is the word lupeo. In the New Testament, that's the same word that would be used in 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 6 where Peter talks about being sorrowful. And the word lupeo has more the idea of just being stressed. In fact, in the New Testament, much emphasis is placed upon the inward stress of the man who is experiencing what that word describes. There's also another word, the word thurnao, and that's the word that Jesus used in John chapter 16, verse 20, when he talked about the weeping and the lamenting of people. And that word thurnao simply means that. It means to wail or to lament. That's not the word he uses here in Matthew chapter 3 or 5 in verse 4. There's also the word kopto that's used in the original language. In Matthew chapter 11 in verse 7, Jesus even used that term there. In that passage, in verse 17, he says, "We have piped unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented." And so the word carries the sense of a pain that someone feels, maybe even the striking of the chest as it would be used in that passage. But here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, he uses, as I understand, the single strongest word in the Koine Greek language, certainly in the New Testament, to describe our pain and our sorrow. In fact, he uses this word, which many commentators and many lexicographers describe as the kind of grief that one experiences when someone dies. And you no doubt have experienced that same level of grief. And Jesus is saying, blessed are those who mourn as if they are mourning for the dead. Just as an aside, in Genesis chapter 37, you will find that in that passage, the brothers of Joseph sold him into slavery. And do you remember that they ripped and shredded the coat of Joseph and placed the blood on it? And really, they didn't say anything to their father. They just let him assume that Joseph had died, and you remember the grief that he experienced, and the word used in that passage for his grief is the same word used in the Greek language that Jesus uses here in Matthew 5:4. The mourning, of course, is the sorrow that we experience over sin. We should be as sorry, we should lament as much over sin, having committed sin, as if we would as if someone had died. And Jesus is certainly presenting here the idea that our grief is to be heavy, maybe even the smiting of the chest, certainly inward stress, but so much so that we would grieve it as if we had lost a long-lost loved one. Do you experience pain over having committed sin? And listen, the glory of this is that the entire New Testament teaches that by the atoning sacrifice of Jesus and our submission to the conditions of pardon, that grief can be lifted off of us. But do you grieve sin? Mourning. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith. This is In a Word.